From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama outlines a plan for closing the military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Keep in mind this process involves extensive and careful coordination across our federal government to ensure that our national security interests are met when an individual is transferred to another country.
Mr. Obama asked Congress to be on what he called the right side of history, but Republicans have already criticized the proposal. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan declared that he would not jeopardize the nation's security because of a campaign promise made by the president. A senior administration official said closing the prison is a national security priority, saying the facility has inspired jihadists and served as a recruiting tool for terrorists. The Syrian government says it accepts a ceasefire plan proposed by the United States and Russia. A government statement said the military will continue its operations against the Islamic State group and other militants. The opposition High Negotiations Committee said late Monday it agrees to the ceasefire as long as its demands for the lifting of sieges, the delivery of humanitarian aid, and for an end to bombings of civilians are met. Businessman Donald Trump looks poised to gain yet another victory in Nevada's Republican caucuses. The latest polls show Trump leading his Republican challengers with about 40% support. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has agreed to begin talks with the opposition to bring an end to a nearly year-long political crisis. Mr. Ban announced the breakthrough Tuesday after meetings with Mr. Nkurunziza, opposition leaders, and civil society groups in Bujumbura. The UN chief said that all sides have promised to engage in inclusive dialogue. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Office is condemning violence and human rights abuses that marred last week's presidential elections in Uganda. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN human rights monitors say two people were killed in election-related incidents last week, one as police broke up an opposition rally, the other as police disrupted a post-election protest. They say military and police forces in the capital, Kampala, have carted off several opposition figures, including three presidential candidates, to prison. President Yoweri Museveni, in office since 1986, won a fifth term by a large margin in an election which many observers describe as flawed and full of irregularities. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Initial returns from Niger's presidential election show incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou is in the lead, but the opposition is already rejecting the results. The vote count released Tuesday by Niger's Electoral Commission shows Issoufou winning about 40% of the vote, trailed by opposition candidates Hama Amadou and Seni Umaru with 29% and 12% respectively. The United Nations has accused Afghan and U.S.-led international forces of executing two patients and a 15-year-old boy in a joint raid on a hospital in central Afghanistan. The UN says the alleged incident occurred on February 18th in Wardak province. A U.S. Army spokesman says the Afghan government is investigating the report. He said it is Pentagon policy not to comment on an ongoing investigation. Direct peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban-led insurgent groups are expected to start by the first week of March. Pakistan has offered to host the negotiations. That announcement followed a meeting Tuesday in Kabul of diplomats from Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States. An independent U.S. research group says China is building a radar system throughout the disputed islands it holds in the South China Sea. A report by the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies was issued on the eve of Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi's visit to the United States. The group's Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative released satellite imagery that shows a high-frequency radar system on Cotteron Reef in the Spratly Islands, as well as a lighthouse, a helicopter pad, underground bunker, and other communications equipment. The report says the radar facilities bolster China's ability to monitor surface and air traffic in the northern part of the South China Sea. CSIS also says China appears to be installing radar facilities at smaller reefs in the Spratly Islands. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.